And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Summer's coming, and to get you started on your way to a great summer in the outdoors, we bring you our second annual National Trails Day show. Across the nation, this Saturday, hundreds of thousands of people will be heading to their favorite trail. And you will not believe where this is all heading. You'll find out the amazing answer when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I don't know about you. I'm not one to hold to formalities all that much, so when I start talking about summer and then I'm reminded that it does not officially begin for another 20 days, I say, oh, come on. Let the summer fun begin. And to help kick off this summer's adventures, the Wild Side News is happy to bring you our second annual National Trails Day show. This year's celebration is changing the way people think about hiking. Trust me, you'll have a whole new perspective on what trail adventures can mean by the time this show is over. Trails began with the first walk by an animal on land, and they've been happening ever since. Trails are universal. One of my favorite activities when I'm on a trail is to pay close attention to the other trails, the runways through the grasses that small mammals use, the game trails that lead into the high country, and our legacy of trails is rich, with legendary trails that ran from the Anasazi down into Mexico and the Aztec and Inca. Next time you're in your car, you'll probably be driving along a route that has been used for eons of time. And when you get off the roadways and find a trailhead and then take that first step onto your own private adventure, you enter a sacred place that binds human and the earth. So listen carefully as we head around the country from Seattle to the Big Apple and everywhere in between. This is your invitation to take a path to a healthier you. So following the news, we visit with the president of the American Hiking Society, Dr. Greg Miller, and then get ready for some real surprises. But first, the news. More stories of the Grand Earth and its amazing habits. One of Mexico's largest volcanoes reactivated with the largest blast in over 15 years, while in Laguna Beach, California, the spring rains led to the sudden collapse of a hillside festooned with million-dollar homes. Talk is that this year's hurricane season promises to be another big storm year, with 15 major hurricanes predicted, of which 8 are likely to hit the badly damaged East Coast that is still trying to find its way back into existence from last year's hammering winds, rain, and sea swells. Meanwhile, GE is announcing a slick campaign to go eco-friendly with large investments into oil alternatives including solar and clean coal, with some risky, risque ads featuring scantily clad coal minarets to make it all much more enticing. Eco-friendly is getting sexier and hotter each day. Aren't you glad you're one of us? And yet the real nature of nature continues. BirdLife, a global alliance of conservation groups, said that 1,212 of the planet's 9,775 species were in imminent danger of disappearing, while a further 788 were considered near threatened. Among the species currently at risk, 179 were categorized as critically endangered, the highest level of threat. And Exxon, the world's largest publicly traded energy company, stands its ground against moving into energy sources other than oil because, well, it's really quite basic. They are poised to make a terrific amount of money in good old oil as the world's supplies begin shrinking because they own the pumps. Case closed. No need to think ahead right now. And that's the news. And on a lighter, more colorful note, This week marked the 186th birthday of that grand American iconoclast and lover of nature and freedom, Walt Whitman. It was 150 years ago this year that his legendary Leaves of Grass put to pen the spirit of America and the spirit of life itself that freedom inspires. Here, in a rare clip, is the actual voice of Walt Whitman, recorded on a wax cylinder near the turn of the century.
America, center of equal daughters, equal sons, all alike and good, grow ungrow, young or old, strong, ample, fair, enduring, capable, rich, perennial with the earth, with freedom, law, and love.
It was Walt Whitman who said, "A morning glory at my window satisfies me more than the metaphysics of books." And to you, my loyal listeners, he said this, "To have great poets, there must be great audiences." Happy birthday, Walt. Well, speaking of birthdays, this is a birthday of sorts, or perhaps an anniversary. This is our second annual National Trails Day show. Each year since 1993, the American Hiking Society holds its National Trails Day. This Saturday, June 4th, over 1,000 events are scheduled to celebrate the wonders and virtues of our hundreds of thousands of miles of trails. We've all enjoyed one, on a simple walk through the woods, or a climb to a vista, or for some, the adventures of a long-distance hiker. But here's an exciting new twist in the trail. They are being rediscovered in America's greatest grand cities, and it's opening up a whole new way of life for the urban dwelling hordes. They are going wild in the cities. To welcome you to this year's celebration, we now turn our attention to the new president of the American Hiking Society, Dr. Greg Miller, who gets this year's festivities underway. Well, there are events happening all over the country. National Trails Day, June 4th, and we're talking with lots of different people who are involved with literally at least 1,000 different events. The main sponsor of National Trails Day is, of course, the American Hiking Society, and joining us now from Silver Springs, Maryland, is Dr. Greg Miller. Well, Greg, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, this is an extraordinary event. The American Hiking Society really founded this event. Let's talk a little bit about the history of National Trails Day.
Well, as you know, National Trails Day was first created by the American Hiking Society in 1993, and this has become our signature trail awareness program. And today it's really grown from more of a grassroots approach from trail clubs to more of a national awareness program about trails, health, and the outdoors, where today, and I believe you just mentioned that we have, in fact, well over 1,000 events across the United States that will be run not only around June 4th, which is the official day of National Trails Day, but really surrounding this whole time period. And National Trails Day is really becoming more of a state of mind or an awareness as opposed to a single event. This year, our theme is Take the Path to a Healthier You. And what we have really found is that the trail experience, hiking and the hiking experience, is really inextricably linked with our own personal health, both personal health from a physical perspective in terms of getting outdoors, exercising, the more exercise-specific aspects, but also the mental and even spiritual elements of our own health and well-being. And so at American Hiking, we have really with our partners, both corporate and public and private agency partners, we have really been a strong proponent of this health and trail connection.
There's many benefits to getting out. What would you say are some of the best benefits of really getting out and spending some time hiking?
Well, one of the things I think it's so crucial to think about is the following. One is our country is, the United States is tremendously blessed with natural resources, and we in fact have well over 200,000 miles of trail. In addition, the Outdoor Industry Association has determined that there are more than 72 million Americans who consider themselves hikers, and an additional 14 million Americans who consider themselves backpackers. You overlay that with the tremendous health issues that we see today, where over 50% of the population in the United States is considered to be overweight, both young and old. We see a tremendous connection here, or a possibility for greater health. And one of the things that we're seeing with hiking that we see is so crucial to us all is that it really is one of the most effective low-cost nature-based activities. And from my perspective and our perspective here at American Hiking, we really see it sort of along three big areas. One is hiking brings you closer to nature, to your family and friends, and frankly brings you closer even to yourself in terms of the time that you spend away from pavements and buildings onto trails of one kind or another. And we believe this really instills both a love of nature and a lifetime of fitness for all participants. And related to that, of course, is hiking improves not only our physical health, but it can also really make lasting contributions to our mental and spiritual well-being. And this is something that we find so crucial in today's harried and stressful environment that we all live in. And then third, hiking is really a tremendous family and community-oriented activity, and we see it as one of the best, most effective ways to really bring generations together and provide those important intergenerational benefits of bonding, communications, and what have you. So the fact is, hiking is a lifelong activity. We hope that it is something that all Americans take to develop both a love of nature as well as develop a lifetime of fitness.
You know, I just had this idea when I'm talking to you, because many of the people who listen to the Wild Side News, for example, are hikers and outdoors people. And you talk about the benefits of getting outside. You know, it just occurred to me that I think an interesting approach might be for people who are involved to identify certain friends or family members who for whatever reason it is, don't really get out that much and invite them along on a hike.
Well, that's absolutely right. And that's one of the great opportunities that we all have. Those of us who enjoy the outdoors and are comfortable with the outdoors can really become the guides for people who may be either uncertain or perhaps even intimidated of getting into the outdoors, that you can become an effective guide for them to open up a whole new world. And that's something that's very exciting. We've seen this time and again, and what a wonderful way to share one's own passion and experience for the outdoors and for hiking to open that world up to others who perhaps would not be comfortable doing it on their own.
You know, it's funny. I've never in my life seen anybody who comes back from a good walk on a trail or a hike who is stressed out, unless something has gone terribly wrong. But assuming that doesn't happen, which rarely does happen, quite honestly, it's the best way to restore mental health and spiritual health and physical health.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, there have been some fascinating and somewhat controversial studies that have come out recently that are focusing specifically on children and their tremendous need to get not only outdoors, but to become better linked and have more contact with nature, that the natural forces and the rhythms of nature provide an important soothing effect, reducing stress, having a direct relationship with people's mental and physical health. And they're looking for the empirical or the clinical evidence to demonstrate this, which I think is tremendous.
People like you and I and most everybody listening right now understand clearly what that is. So tell me about some of the programs that the American Hiking Society is involved in that are really helping to get people out on the trails.
Well, our mission is to promote hiking and the hiking experience, really getting out to promoting the foot trails. We're actually going to celebrate our 30th anniversary next year. In 2006. And we have a nationwide reach. We have more than 190 trail clubs as members. And we serve more than 500,000 hikers currently registered and amongst those trail clubs. Our work is, we take a very strategic approach in what I'll describe as quickly as four major areas. One is trail advocacy, where we push very hard in a constructive way at the national level for funding, maintenance, and support of trails. Second area is awareness and education, where American Hiking, we are a very important information resource, and I encourage all listeners to go to www.americanhiking.org to get access to some tremendous trail training, education, and hiking outreach resources. So awareness and education to the broader cross-section of civil society is really quite crucial to us. Third area is conservation, which will include trail design and maintenance, and a myriad of important public-private partnerships that we've established to achieve both trail and hiking and outdoor or more recreational objectives, but also habitat conservation, watershed conservation objectives as well. Now, these three areas of trail advocacy, awareness and education, and conservation and trail maintenance are really all woven together and glued. The glue of, that keeps them all together is really a fourth major area, and that's we really promote volunteerism. All of our programs are built around volunteer activity, engagement of civil society, literally from all walks of life. So as a result, we've been able to develop some really quite strategic and important programs. One, of course, is that we're in our 13th year of National Trails Day, and we're going to have millions from all walks of life celebrating the outdoors over the coming week or so. But in addition, we have our very important volunteer vacations program, which this year will run perhaps more than 100 different volunteer vacations where people volunteer their time on their vacation to help primarily on public lands do trail maintenance, upkeep, and working closely with Park Service, BLM, other agencies. In addition, we have a very strong trail advocacy and policy approach on allocations of federal and state funds for land and water conservation, for trail maintenance, et cetera. And then finally, in addition to all the information and the support we provide to trail programs, one of the things I want to mention and emphasize is that American Hiking is undertaking a very comprehensive outreach. We've recognized that there are a number of underrepresented communities who aren't enjoying the same benefits of the outdoor experience in hiking. So American Hiking, we are really moving to increase the participation and enjoyment of hiking by women, youth, and people of color. Those are three key cross-sections of our society that we are going to dedicate ourselves as an organization, as a society, to really better engage and empower and enjoy the hiking and hiking experience.
One of the things that is happening that is so exciting this year is the fact that in New York City is sponsoring what I'm sure is going to be proved to be the most significant event during National Trails Day, and this is right in the middle of a city. This is a very exciting way of accomplishing that mission.
The Adventures New York City events that you're referring to, which are hosted by Backpacker and Eastern Mountain Sports, two strong supporters, by the way, of National Trails Day. American Hiking Society, we will have a very strong presence there. In fact, I'm dedicating my time and effort on National Trails Day to this event because it will reach out to literally hundreds of thousands of people in the greater New York City area, and it will reach all of those key underrepresented communities, at least in that particular geography. So, for example, we're having a press conference tomorrow, which I hope will include the mayor of New York City, to promote hiking, the outdoors, and outdoor experiences for all people in the greater New York area. But then there's going to be a series of National Trail Day events on June 4th, Saturday, June 4th, in all of the five boroughs of New York City. Most people would not probably associate New York City with hiking, outdoor experience, yet there are tens of thousands of acres of parks and a number of reasonably long and rich and important trails in New York City, and they are resources for an incredible diversity of society. So I've made the decision for myself as president of American Hiking to spend my time on National Trails Day in New York City. So I will be up there. I'll be in Harlem at the High Bridge Park and also out in Queens at Alley Pond, two key National Trails Day events. And then we're going to finish up, interestingly enough, in Central Park.
Talk to me a little bit about what types of activities you might be doing in an area like Harlem.
Well, what's interesting is High Bridge Park is an area that is along the Harlem River. It is historically one of the older parks and more wild areas, if you will, in Manhattan. It's very upper Manhattan. And the New York City Park and Recreation, in conjunction for their efforts in National Trails Day, they are bringing together a group of neighbors, community leaders, to come and do trail maintenance on the trails in High Bridge Park, and also to remove invasive or exotic species of plants, plants that do not belong there, that are choking out the native vegetation in that particular area. So it's a tremendous opportunity to provide children, adults, people young and old, opportunities to get out, work with their hands, feel, get close to the earth, get closer to nature, and provide a direct resource from themselves, meaning their time and effort, for a longer-term benefit, and that is better access to nature, to the outdoors, through trail maintenance and improvement.
Trail maintenance actually sounds like it could be a lot of hard work, and in some cases it may be somewhat difficult, but the truth is that once you get out there and you start getting involved and you start touching the plants and moving things around and getting your fingers in the dirt and getting down your hands and knees or whatever it is that you are doing, something happens. What do you think that experience is? How would you explain what begins to happen when people really start touching the earth?
Well, one of the things I think is so crucial is that people inherently slow down. They get with like-minded individuals, perhaps who have never even been out and about on trails or have done that kind of hard work. But what happens is you see a tangible result from your efforts, a result that is doing nothing but good. It's only good in the sense of it's providing a better, safer, clearer way for people to come out, to exercise, to experience nature, whether it's in Highbridge Park in Greater Manhattan or out in Yellowstone National Park out in the far west. Fact is, the volunteers who come in and do this have to devote themselves to this and derive a tremendous level of personal satisfaction and contribution. I have not seen anyone who doesn't come away just, I won't say necessarily transformed, but certainly transfixed to the connection. And you all feel better. Everyone feels better as a result because you've done something that's just so fundamental and clear to our own existence and connecting to the earth and to nature in such a fundamental but simple way.
Life does seem to slow down, and that's, I think, one of the most, you spend some time, the next thing you know, it seems like it's been 2 hours and it's been 28 minutes. it's a great experience. But then again, all across America, too, we don't want to overemphasize the urban experience because, quite honestly, even people in small towns may not be getting out as they should.
That's absolutely right. In fact, one of the things at American Hiking we're so mindful of is that we are looking to engage people at the urban, suburban, and rural settings. It's important. There are people that are equally inactive, not taking advantage of their trails, and they may live just literally a few miles from some of the most spectacular natural experiences in terms of trails and natural environments anywhere, literally in the planet. And so our outreach is a broad one across the country through our local trail clubs and at our national level to really make this a really substantial experience. And particularly what we want to do is use National Trails Day as a springboard to the future where we really raise awareness, bring people's attention, not just on one day, but to use it as an opportunity to change directions for oneself, for your community, and develop a better awareness of the environment, awareness of yourself, and to just put one foot in front of the other and get out and hike. It's a tremendous opportunity. In fact, I would ask any of the listeners, what better way would there be than through the experience of hiking than to, well, build the human spirit, improve our physical fitness, and really increase environmental awareness and public support for trails in the outdoors. It's just a tremendous connection that I think we all need to make, and we all can make, because hiking, frankly, is something that anyone can do. It's a lifelong activity. Hiking allows you to set your own pace and difficulty. You can enjoy other activities while you're hiking, such as bird watching, nature study, even studying culturally significant experiences along the way, and it's really both a means and an end to fitness and personal well-being.
And then just for fun, let's talk about the family values of hiking.
Well, one of the things that, and I certainly can speak, I have three kids, and one of the things that we're all so busy, we're all spread in so many different directions with our busy lives now, that one of the things that we have found is so important and powerful, really, about hiking is that when you go out with family or friends, significant others, whatever your nucleus of human experience is, it brings you closer together to those people. provided you turn off the cell phones, don't take out Walkman and music, and just go out and experience the environment, experience nature wherever you are, you tend to also communicate with each other. And if you're with children, children will explore. It allows the parents to explore with their children, with their friends, their loved ones, whether it's the grandparents, with neighbors, whatever. And it provides a very enriching, equalizing kind of environment. And everyone's focused around the same factors. It's a very natural experience, no pun intended. Well, I just want to encourage everyone to make every effort they can to slow down, shift gears, and put the strap on their hiking shoes and get out onto a trail near them with family and friends. Find opportunities to perhaps volunteer a bit of time and feel good about themselves and the environment in which they live. That's what National Trails Day is all about.
And if people want to find out more information about all the events that are happening, what's the best way to do so?
Well, the best way would be to go to our website, www.AmericanHiking.org, and then that will lead you to, wherever you live in the United States, to where local events are. We've registered well over 1,000 events all across the country. I can virtually guarantee we can put you in touch with an event that would be reasonably close to your to where you live, and or with a local club that would certainly have opportunities for you to participate as well. But we will want to encourage everyone to not only think about it as a one-day event, but make hiking a part of your lifestyle.
Whether you're an experienced hiker or if you're just thinking that it's time to get out, there's no better time than National Trails Day to make that commitment and go ahead and enjoy the day and continue the process of gaining health through hiking.
You're absolutely right, Sidney. I could not have put it better myself. Really appreciate the time.
Dr. Greg Miller, President of the American Hiking Society, thank you for adding your voice to the Wildside News.
Thank you very much, and good day to all.
So from Silver Springs, Maryland, we head on up to the Big Apple, where people are going wild in the city this weekend. So stick with us as we take a short breather. Then come along as we continue our second annual National Trails Day show on Your Voice of the Earth here on the Wild Side News.